This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It is time. It is Tuesday. And that means it is time for a quiz with Stiz.
My favorite part of the week.
Mine too. What do we got today,
Stiz? Oh, guys. You guys make me feel so nice inside. All right, and this is also Dan's first quiz with Stiz.
That's true. Is Dan playing? Is it like...
No, he's not
I'm just here to observe the car wreck.
Okay, got it.
Strap in, Dan.
Yep.
I was thinking maybe he could be like a lifeline for you guys, but he was... I don't know.
Oh, we'll see. I don't hate that idea.
We'll workshop
it. That's not a terrible idea.
We'll workshop it.
Okay,
so last week you guys were giving me a lot of guff.
Phone a DB.
Yep, giving me a lot of guff. Phone a DB, that's great. Giving me a lot of guff, but something came up organically during last week's quiz, and that is that you both share an affinity for football movies.
We do. Okay.
And so, this week's theme is football movies.
Okay.
Alrighty? And so, you guys know we have, I have a little more than 10 questions. We'll see how many we get to.
That's what you've been doing over there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You guys will guess right off the rip. If neither of you gets it with the guess, we have some multiple choice, and there will be no gimme points, okay?
Okay.
Dan selected heads or tails earlier. Arcan, heads or tails?
Tails never fails.
Tails indeed never fails. I know, Andy, it's like the third week in a row.
I am definitely getting hosed.
But
this is not statistically possible.
At least this time you can blame the DB.
That's right.
Ball buster.
All right. Arcan. First question, quote, I tell you one thing, boys, that ain't no golden retriever, that there is a golden receiver. What movie is that quote from?
Okay, I don't know if I know the entire thing, but Air Bud? Air Bud plays
football?
I feel
like he needs the whole...
Air Bud.
He nailed it.
Right?
He nailed it.
I know Air Bud initially was a basketball movie, but Air Bud.
That's what Dan said. He's like, wait a minute. I thought that was a basketball. I said, no, my friend.
I missed the sequel, apparently.
No, wait a minute. I think it was Air Bud Golden Receiver is the name of the movie. I think that's the full movie. Air Bud Golden Receiver.
Nailed it.
But whatever. Air Bud should count there. All right. So thank you.
I'm getting hosed again.
All right. Whatever. You won last time.
That's true.
You didn't get hosed. All right. 1-0. 1-0 Arcan.
People are just guessing on the Twitch chat. Just random.
Yeah, watch that. All right, Andy.
I'm not going to look at the thing. I'm not going to look at it.
I might.
Andy, Friday Night Lights is set in this Texas city, which becomes obsessed with its high school football team's performance.
Odessa.
We got a game, ladies and gentlemen. We have a game.
Boom!
Said multiple choice what? I don't even need it.
I don't need
both of you. Both of you. One for one.
Lifelines. Take your lifeline and drown.
All right, Arcan.
Yes.
The movie American Underdog narrates the story of this NFL MVP and Hall of Fame quarterback that played in the Arena Football League and NFL Europe before the NFL.
Who is Kurt Warner, Stiz?
That's right.
Thank you.
That's right.
Why don't you just give him the point?
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Zach Levy. Zach Levy was played Kurt Warner, I believe.
I feel like we've had an overcorrection. Last week, they were impossible. This week, they're pretty easy.
All right.
Wait a minute. Although, I don't know if I know Odessa, because I wasn't a big Friday Night Lights fan.
They usually complain like this every week.
Let me tell you something I've learned about both Andy and Arkin.
Yeah.
They are both super competitive.
Yes.
Okay.
And we will bitch about it. Literally anything that happens.
We're super competitive bitches.
Yes.
Okay. Arkan.
Yes. No, it's a...
No! Yeah, oh, Andy. Yeah. Oh, I apologize,
I'm
Andy.
Up 2-1, by the way.
Yes, Andy, in Jerry Maguire, this football player, famously portrayed by Cuba Gooding Jr., demands his agent show him the money. Which character was that? The name of that character.
Uh-oh.
Oh, baby.
Pretty quiet over there now.
I don't hear a peep. I don't think it's
He's trying not to show that he's reading the Twitch chat right now.
Rod Gainwell.
Ooh, no, I'm sorry.
I believe we're looking for Rod Tidwell.
Rod
Tidwell.
I actually thought of not answering because I thought I might help you go in that direction, but you clearly just knew it.
I knew it. I was getting that one regardless.
I kept thinking of Gainwell. Isn't there a guy in the NFL right now named Gainwell?
Maybe.
Running back?
Kenneth Gainwell,
Kenneth
Philadelphia.
Gainwell.
Okay.
Got you. Somebody's got to help you out, Hart.
What is it, 3-1?
It is 3-1.
Yes. Not out of the way yet.
You had a strong comeback. Last week, yeah.
Okay, Arkan. In the movie Radio, this actor portrays James Robert Radio Kennedy, a young man with an intellectual disability who becomes an inspirational figure for his high school football team.
I did not care for this movie, but the answer is Cuba Gooding Jr. Cuba Gooding Jr. was Radio.
That's right.
Yes.
Two Cubas in a row. Wow. Yeah.
Yes. A couple of Cubas.
I don't care
there.
For that placement.
That movie wasn't very good.
Yeah, it was that.
Yeah. I didn't like it that much.
Okay, Mr. Hart. In Little Giants, this team's star player, Becky O'Shea, had this nickname.
I don't think I've seen this movie. Hans McGee.
No.
I don't think I've seen the movie.
May have been in the sequel, Hans McGee.
I believe. I keep thinking of the cat from Julie the Cat from Mighty Ducks, and now I can't get that out of my mind.
Great flick.
What was her nickname in the movie?
Becky
O'Shea. Big Hit Becky, I don't know.
Big Hit Becky.
I feel like that was better than what they came up with.
Becky Got Back. Okay, no.
That was way better.
Andy, was it A, Icebox, B, Big Cheese, or C, The Refrigerator?
I'm going to say not The Refrigerator, because obviously that was Perry. So I'm going to just say that was to throw me off of the real answer, which is Icebox.
Nailed it.
Icebox, that's right.
Nailed it.
That's big.
Right. Where his heart
said it,
used
I was like,
to be.
That's right, yep.
Staying alive.
Okay, Ark, what's the score?
I got 4-2, Christian.
4-2, Christian.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Don't call it a comeback.
We won't yet.
I'm worried.
Arkan.
Yes.
The Blind Side depicts Michael O'Hare's journey from poverty to becoming a first-round NFL draft pick.
It's Michael Orr.
By
Orr.
Michael Orr.
Not Michael O'Hare.
Michael O'Hare.
We all learned something.
Is that the Irish adaptation of the movie?
Yep. Even the host learned something.
With Sandra O'Bullock.
Was drafted Riverdance. By... Drafted by which NFL team?
The Baltimore Ravens.
Nailed it.
Thank you.
Wow.
That's right.
Yeah, because you're giving him gimmies.
It's just the way the cookie crumbles, Andy.
You should crumble.
All right, Mr. Hart.
Is it 5-2 now?
5-2.
5-2. I got six more if you want them, so we'll see.
I need them.
This character in Remember the Titans, played by Ryan Gosling, got burnt so bad at corner that he got benched by the team's injured quarterback. What was that character's name?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know. Pass.
Do I need the full name?
No.
First I think name. His first name was Alan. Alan something?
Two.
Yes.
It's
wait, he doesn't
two.
Need the full name?
No, said, I don't, no, even I don't need the full name.
What,
no.
I don't remember what his full name
oh,
was,
it's
but
just
I
Alan?
Sort of remember
Alan.
It was Alan. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Alan.
Alan Boswell?
He doesn't have the full name.
I don't have the full name.
Oh, you don't have it. No. Okay.
Texters, Twitch, if you would let us know Alan's full government name.
Debacle.
Alan Boswell.
Boswell.
No. Bosley.
Bosley. Bosley. Bosley. I said Boswell. It's Bosley.
Can't believe I'm losing.
Okay.
All right. Back to Arkin.
Yes.
Bobby Boucher.
Yes.
Legendary linebacker.
Mammoth.
Played for this fictional college team.
Oh, shoot. What was the name of that school? I can see the jerseys.
Oh, I can see the jerseys.
Yeah. What was the name of the school? It was down south somewhere.
Name of the team.
It was Louisiana. It was somewhere in Louisiana because they had that one coach who spoke Creole. South Louisiana.
That's your answer?
Yes.
No.
Wow.
Andy.
He was in the right ballpark. Louisiana Southern.
No. Arkin, was it A, Blue Mountain State, B, the Gators, C, the Mud Dogs?
Oh, wait a minute. Okay, so we're not talking about the actual school. We're talking about the mascot.
The team.
Was the same again?
Blue Mountain State.
Uh-huh.
The Gators, the Mud Dogs.
I believe it was...
What's he typing over there?
I'm not typing anything.
Watch him, Andy. What's going on? We got funny business going on.
Fingers were
stop
moving.
The vote. Stop the count.
I believe it's the Mud Dogs.
Okay. Louisiana Mud Dogs.
All right.
The Louisiana Mud Dogs.
Yeah, we both were not on the right path.
No, we were thinking of the name of the school.
Yeah, I thought you had to have the school.
Right. Okay. I said team. That's why I clarified team in that.
Should have said mascot.
It's not the mascot. It's the team, the Louisiana Mud Dogs.
You son of a bitch.
All right. Mr. Hart.
Yes.
In this football movie, the starting quarterback gives the speech, chicks dig scars, pain heals, and glory lasts forever. Which movie is that speech from?
The Replacements.
He got it, ladies
That's
and gentlemen.
That's what I was going
to
say.
You got it.
That Keanu says that,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
DB, what do we got for a score?
We got a 7-3 Arkin right
7-3
now.
7-3
okay.
Arkin.
Oh, it's
over. Still anybody's game, right?
No, it isn't.
All right,
can
Arkin.
I have like an MVP, MTV, like 8-ball?
An MTV 8-ball?
An MTV 8-ball.
Yeah, remember you used to do that? Like
not
rock
sure
and
that's
jock?
Allowed here at Odyssey.
Yeah, rock and jock softball, you could call for the ball and if you had a home run, it was like worth 8 points.
I remember that. Yeah,
okay, give me an 8-ball.
Arkin.
Yes.
Oh, Kevin Costner stars as the GM of the Browns, making a shocking trade up to the number one overall pick to take this linebacker. We will take either the actor's name or the character that the actor portrayed.
This is draft day. I haven't seen this.
You haven't seen it?
No, I never watched draft day.
It's terrible, but I watch it.
What was the guy's? I don't know. I have
great
no
concept,
idea.
Bad execution.
I don't know what the, I don't know.
Andy?
What his name was.
Tackle McGee.
Tackle McGee.
All right, Andy. I mean, Arkin, I'll give you the characters' names. Was it Vontae Mack, A? B, Julian Washington, or C, Lance Harbor?
Julian Washington.
Vontae Mack.
No.
No, it's wrong for you, right for Andy.
Okay.
That's right. Julian Washington, played by LL Cool J, Vontae Mack in Draft Day, played by Chadwick Boseman, okay. R.I.P.
Oh, yeah, the late, R.I.P. That's late, right. Great.
All right, Mr. Hart, in this movie, Dennis Quaid plays a quarterback.
Wait, who gets the score? You said you had 10 questions. It's 7-4.
No, I said I had a few more than 10.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I had a few more
than
10.
Are there enough for him to catch up?
No. Okay. We got these are the last two.
Double or nothing?
Yeah, let's go.
I'm fighting for you.
In this movie, Andy, Dennis Quaid plays a quarterback who gets benched for this character.
Wait, is it the movie or the character?
It's the character. Dennis Quaid plays a quarterback who gets benched for this character.
I know both answers. You asked two questions, and I know both answers. Does Andy know either of them?
I don't even know the movie, I don't think. Pass.
Arcan?
Okay, the movie's Any Given Sunday, right. And he gets benched for Steamin' Willie Beeman.
That's right.
Yes, wow. Thank you.
Exclamation point.
All like right. And then, really?
No.
Any Given Sunday?
I know it's got that speech that everybody loves, but.
Yeah. I like it when the guy's eye pops out and lands on the field. That's my favorite part of the movie. When the guy's dry, gets a thumb in there and then boom, eyeball right in the field. You don't see that in the NFL that often.
No,
and
you don't.
And then,
never,
last
really.
One, Arcan.
Yes.
For All the Tea in China. Directed by George Clooney. This film humorously explores the early chaotic days of professional American football.
Directed by George Clooney.
That's right. I was surprised to learn that.
The early days, Leatherheads.
He was on a roll tonight. There was nothing we can do.
Starring Jim from The Office, who was played the quarterback.
They get paid too.
That's it.
That's right. You know, go back to the drawing board.
That's it.
Start over.
Regroup.
Get back to the fundamentals.
What
I will say is we're a soft football team. At least we played soft in this effort.
Once they get out on the court, there's nothing I can do.
There's nothing I can do.
Between the lines.
That sucked. Next week, I'll be
back. I thought it was great. But that's just because I whooped your ass.
You did a very good job.
I did. Thank you. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. Arcan victorious in today's quiz with Stiz.